Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. In 1971, they combined the celebrations of the birthdays of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, which were both celebrated separately in February, and then included celebrating all of the presidents in what is now called President's Day. And that is celebrated on the third Monday of every February, which happens to be tomorrow. So in commemoration of President's Day, we now present to you, how stupid are these three guys? Presidential trivia hosted by producer Ryan. Ryan, take it away.
Who was the only president to be elected?
You're say good morning or anything?
Oh, we're right down. We're business. Going right to business.
You can just say hello. Thank you, Dean. Nothing
Thank
like
you,
that.
Dean.
Okay. Thank right, you, Dean. Are we doing multiple choice or do we want to?
No.
No, straight. Okay.
No, well, let's see how the first question
well,
goes.
Well, no, do we get a bell to ring if
no. No, just say your name.
We have the answer.
If you have the answer, say
it. Just shout it out.
Just say no, say your name.
Say your name.
Say your name.
Okay.
Your name or the president's name?
We will say our individual names.
Okay, all right.
Here's Ryan.
Here we go. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you. That's better.
Who was the only president to be elected more than two terms in office?
Schwani. Franklin Roosevelt.
Okay. I was going to go for FDR or Franklin Delano.
FDR?
Okay. No middle name, but I'll give it to you.
Okay. Do you know the middle name?
Yeah, Delano.
Thank you.
Okay. Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Oh. Schwani. John Adams.
Okay. Two correct for Schwani.
Let me correct. The name of this feature is How Stupid Are Those Two Guys?
We are omnipresent.
Show off.
All right. Who was the tallest president? Bonus point.
Dean.
Okay, Dean.
Oh, wait. Is there a bonus part of this question?
Yeah, if you can give me the...
Lincoln?
Correct. Do you know how tall Lincoln was?
I do not.
6'4".
Oh, Schwani. But we didn't get the Schwani before
Schwani.
The...
Schwani. Oh,
was that the bonus foot? Question? Yeah, how tall is he? Yeah,
is that with or without the hat?
Yeah.
the hat. He was like an NBA player walking around Chicago.
All right, here's a good one for the radio. Who was the first president to address the American people on the radio from the White House?
Dean. Herbert Hoover?
No.
Schwani? Andy or Schwani?
I'll take a guess. Woodrow Wilson?
Nope.
Schwani?
That was before radio, probably.
FDR?
No. Although he's famously known for his...
Oh, it might have been Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah, correct.
Famous for his fireside chat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Calvin Coolidge. What's another good one that we get here? This one's about the White House. So maybe we can do an over-under. How many rooms are in the White House?
Oh, this is good.
That's a tough one.
Wow.
This is good.
I'll give you multiple choice.
Wait, okay. Let me call some celebrities to see how many they've slept in.
87, 132, or 198?
I'm going to say 87.
No.
Andy, I'll say the B, whatever B was. 130, was it 130?
132.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. 35 bathrooms.
There's 132 rooms in that house?
Yeah, and 27% of them are bathrooms. I did the percentage.
What does that tell you?
If you,
so, I don't know what that means.
I think we all may be doing the same joke in our heads right now. How many bathrooms?
35.
Wow. That's a lot of bathrooms.
Why do you need 35 bathrooms in one house? I guess because of the private, the residential part, the public part.
Yeah, maybe the different...
Right?
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Here's one
that's
for Andy.
That's very interesting.
Thank goodness I got one right.
I did not know that there were that many bathrooms in the White House.
I didn't either.
28 fireplaces.
28 fireplaces.
Oh, man, that's
eight
good.
Staircases and three elevators.
Go to the bathroom, go to the fireplace.
Get your exercise on the stairs.
Everyone gets their own individual bathroom and fireplace.
Every celebrity gets their own. Who was the? This was a good one for Andy here.
Okay.
Who was the first president to throw out a first pitch?
This one I know because I have to know this. William Howard Taft.
Yes.
Why do you, could have you tell to me?
Well, it's a baseball thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a baseball thing.
Well, it's sports, yeah, but
I want to say it was in the 1910s.
Yeah, it was 1910. Okay. And
wow. Andy.
So, yeah, I remember reading about this.
What game was it? Where was
that? I couldn't tell you.
It was the Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Athletics. Okay. He actually threw it from a box. Yeah.
Threw it from the box?
For a long time, that's what presidents did. They threw them from like the front row, right near the on-deck circle.
Their seat, they didn't go out to the pitcher's
mound. They would not go out to the mound.
Do we know how his pitch was? Did he bounce it?
It was called a strike because he's the president.
Right.
Right. And matter of fact, they took it a step further and called it a no-hit game.
There you go. One pitch, no-hitter.
Here's another. Which president has lived the longest, all the way from birth to death?
To death or
to death?
Still living.
To death, yes.
I'm going to, because I think the oldest living president is Jimmy Carter.
I think so,
too. Yes. Right. So he'll be the oldest. When he, well, according to this.
When he dies. Well, he's the oldest right now.
That sounds, so he's the oldest, but what about completed?
Schwani here.
Okay.
I am going to take a guess and say Herbert Hoover.
No.
No.
Wow. I'll take a guess. Okay. Ronald Reagan.
No, I think he was up there, but.
Reagan.
Anything, Dean?
No, I have nothing on this.
George H.W. Bush.
Oh, yes.
He was
94.
94 and 171 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. I think I got one more. Oh, here we go. Last one. What is the S in Harry S. Truman? What does that stand for?
I got that one. I got that one. Nothing.
Yeah, just S.
That's right.
Initial. Just stands for S. For both of his grandfathers.
Huh.
Anderson Ship Truman. And Solomon Young.
That's,
So his middle name is just an initial.
It's just S. An initial, Just plain S.
Just S.
Interesting.
Oh, the youngest president? I got that one, too.
Dean. I believe that was JFK.
Yeah.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy. For you youngsters who may not know what that means. Well, that was great. That was good.
I don't know who won. I should have been keeping track.
Yeah, I think Schwani probably won.
Schwani won.
Yeah. One more thing to hate him for. We put that on the list.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
I believe we've done I feel a little more patriotic right now, don't you all?
I feel a little more educated.
Yeah. Well, Schwani feels a little more like, boy, these two dopes don't know anything.